Oh man. So I got this email from one of my subscribers, and this is not going to be a normal Mailbox Monday episode. She basically was criticizing me about the fact that I've been experimenting with including a Buy Me a Coffee link with my daily content, with my daily episodes. And in fact, she questioned my ethics about asking for money. And my reaction here is that what was expressed is a completely toxic belief about money. It's certainly not useful, and I also believe it's not an accurate belief about money, but it is certainly a toxic belief about money. And I want to share this conversation, of course, keeping it private, but I want to share this conversation with you today. And I want to talk about how I attract money and how I feel actually really good about it. And so that's what we're going to cover today. If you do have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode of Mailbox Monday, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That link is in the description. And let's dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I got a reply to one of my recent daily Breakthrough Marketing Secrets emails. And it was one line. It says, if you're so successful, why do you need someone to buy you a coffee? Okay, so I could tell that this was a totally loaded question here. And I decided to play the game a little bit. So I decided to reply. And here's what I said. I said, people want to give me money. Who am I to deprive them of this opportunity? Little tongue in cheek, I know. But who am I to deprive them of this opportunity? They don't do it because I need the money. They do it because it's a way to say thank you that feels important to them and that I will notice. And so specifically, I talk about, hey, you know, did you get a lot of value out of this episode and want to say thanks? Buy me a coffee, right? And so what I'm saying is that people are not giving me this money because I'm asking for a donation. I'm not running a GoFundMe campaign to pay for my daily coffee, just where I'm just begging for money and not giving anything of value. This is, I'm putting value out into the world on a daily basis, like 5 days a week, pretty much every week of the year, new Breakthrough Marketing Secrets content where it's just free to help you grow your business and your career as a copywriter and a marketer or a direct response entrepreneur. Like, I'm just putting all this value out in the world, and I say, hey, if you want to say thanks, completely voluntary, you can buy me a coffee. And it links to a site where you pay $5 and I get $5. Okay. And yeah, okay. I'm not making more money off of this than I'm actually drinking in coffee. So arguably, yeah, you're buying me a coffee. So she said, you asked me, so she replied after I said, they do it because it's a way to say thank you that feels important to them and that I will notice. And by the way, everyone who's ever bought me a coffee, I have personally replied and said, thank you for it. Yeah. She said, you asked because you want the money. The people would not have done this if you hadn't asked. That to me is highly unethical if you aren't struggling to pay bills. Oh well, your decision. So there's a little passive aggressiveness in that. Oh well, your decision. And so I replied, it seems we don't share the same beliefs about money. Would you like me to unsubscribe you from my list? And that's where it's at. That's where I've left it. It seems we don't share the same beliefs about money. Would you like for me to unsubscribe you from my list? And as a side note here, I knew her name was familiar. And so I searched emails that I had clicked archive on. And out of the 6 emails that she sent me since 2017, so she's been getting Breakthrough Marketing Secrets for a long time. Out of the 6 emails that she sent me, half were critical of me and something that I said, like complaining about me saying long copy works, complaining about a typo. Yeah, I mean, really, really just basically she's criticizing. There's this, right? Out of the six emails she sent, half were critical of me. So this is someone who shows up in the world with a lot of criticism and judgment, judging my ethics for giving someone the opportunity to give me money in exchange for value that I have already delivered for free. And man, so I don't believe that what I'm doing is unethical. I believe that that I attract money by creating value in the world. In fact, before I hit record, I wrote a bunch of different ideas and beliefs that I have about money that I believe help me attract money in my life. And I think using this, like number one, recognizing that your beliefs, the beliefs that you hold in your conscious and subconscious mind about anything in life dictate the results that you get in life. And so if you are constantly judging people for attracting money into their life, if you are constantly judging people for asking for money, if you're constantly judging people for making offers in their marketing, whatever, or selling to people or whatever, like if you're constantly judging people for that, you are going to struggle to get money. Money will not want to come to you because you are essentially telling the universe that you don't believe you should have money. I'm sorry. Like I firmly believe that. And also most people who I am aware of who have grown their personal fortunes, not by receiving it from some thing that's outside of their control, but people who are self-made entrepreneurs and professionals and people who have just grown wealth through their lives and through their activities in the world, they tend to share some beliefs about money that are attractive to money. And so for one, money itself is a convenient tool for the storage and exchange of value. Money is a convenient tool for the storage and exchange of value. And I believe that it is that money itself is morally and ethically neutral. Money is not the root of evil. The love of money is the root of all evil, according to the Bible. It is essentially my interpretation of that is the love of money above all things, the love of money above people, the love of money above human beings, the love of money above whatever spiritual reality is the root of all evil. That when you prioritize money above everything else, that is the root of all evil. But that's not what I'm doing here. I'm delivering value and I'm saying, hey, if you got value out of this and you want to say thank you in like, if you want to give me $5 is almost nothing to someone who would choose to do that. $5 is very small, or $5 could mean a lot to that person, but they could still believe that they got far more than $5 in value from it. And so it is a good investment in getting more value like that in the future. And so money itself, it's a convenient tool for the storage and exchange of value. And money itself is morally and ethically neutral. It's just stuff. It's just stuff out in the world. I do believe that money accumulated is a byproduct of value creation. And so I get money because I put value out in the world. I create value for my clients. I create value for my customers. I create value for you, for my subscribers. I create value for people who sign up for my BTMS Insiders training library. I create value for, I'm just creating value for everybody, for the world. I'm putting value out there and money comes to me. And the money that I have grown and accumulated and the money that I've spent, the money that's passed through me, the money that I've given to others, the coffee that I have bought for others with money that I have earned, like all of that money that's flowing around is a byproduct of value creation. And if I'm creating value, money is going to come to me. And next point, money movement is ethical when it is voluntary. Now, we could get into a big discussion about taxes and stuff. And what I will say is I actually voluntarily pay my taxes. I want the government to spend the money well, but I voluntarily pay my taxes. But there are a lot of people who believe that they should just be able to take money from other people just because someone has money. If Joe billionaire or Jane billionaire has a bunch more money than me, I believe I should be able to use the government to take it from them on the penalty of imprisonment. That doesn't feel very ethical to me. I'm sorry. Like, money is not fair. Money does not move in ways that are like equitable. It doesn't. Resources do, like, we're not all born on the same plot of land with the same genetics, with the same like family support system in the same communities. The world is very uneven and unfair, and resources have always been distributed unevenly and unfairly. And money is a resource that is distributed unevenly and unfairly. And if someone chooses to take resources in a way that takes advantage of other people, that is through violence and coercion and involuntary means, yes, that's absolutely unethical. But money movement is ethical when it is voluntary. And me creating a bunch of value and saying, hey, if you want to give me money for value that I've already delivered, you can give me money. That is completely ethical. And it's thinking about money in this way, like I'm beating these points up because thinking about money in this way will make you more attractive to money. And that's my goal here. But this is really important. So money is a byproduct of value creation, and money movement is ethical when it's voluntary, but money movement is not just going to happen automatically. Money movement happens because you create opportunities for it to happen. So who am I to deprive these people, like, you know, the line out of my email, who am I to deprive people of the opportunity to give me money? I believe that because these people want to say thank you for value creation. They want to repay this emotional debt that they are experiencing because I have delivered so much value on a daily basis that they feel like they want to give back in some way. And yes, they can buy my training, and yes, they can hire me, and yes, they can do all these different things. But for some people, just giving $5 to say thanks, like buying somebody a coffee to say thanks. If I go out and I meet a friend at the coffee shop, and I know that that friend like has all the money in the world that they want, that they need, that all their bills are paid, their resources are covered, and I still offer to buy that person coffee. I spend $5, I buy that person coffee. Is that person unethical for receiving my coffee? If somebody talks to me about, oh, we should go to coffee, we should meet up for coffee sometime, and they propose meeting at a coffee shop, and I choose to buy that person coffee, even though that person I know is richer than me, and this has happened plenty of times before, somebody who has accumulated far more wealth than I have, I meet them for coffee, I meet them for lunch, I meet them for whatever, and I say, hey, can I buy your meal? Can I buy your coffee? Is that unethical? Is that something that I should like not, or like is them receiving that gift unethical? No. Money movement happens because you create the opportunity for it to happen. And if you create those opportunities and somebody voluntarily does, like, engages in the movement of money, they pass money to you, or they give you the resource that can be purchased with money, a coffee, whatever, like that, there's no lack of morality or ethics that's taking place there. It's all a voluntary exchange. And here's the thing, money is going to flow whether you like it or not. Money is moving all the time. There is so much money out there that's just moving like crazy. And today more than ever, that's why we have inflation. That's why the prices of things are going up, is because the government has inserted all of this money into the system. And they've given it like to people who have a history of letting money flow out. And so all of this money is moving around, competing for the same pool or actually more scarce resources. And so all of this money is flowing, whether you want it to happen or not. And the reality is that even when the government sends out a bunch of money to people who may be short on money, that money is going to end up in the hands of the value creators, because that money accumulated is a byproduct of value creation. That money is going to go through the accounts of the people who spend it. And it is going to go into the accounts of the people who create value and create opportunities for money to come to them. And money is going to flow whether you like it or not. Whatever you think about the morals and ethics, money flows. Money flows. That's what the economy is. That's what business is. That's what your income is. That's what it's just money flowing. And it's going to flow to where value is created and where opportunities are given for that money to flow. And like with all this money flowing around, it's way more money than you can imagine. And you having it doesn't prevent other people from getting it. So you attracting money, like when I attract money, some of it is spent, some of it is invested, it's going into different places. It's going to the people who work at the grocery store. It's going to the people who make the coffee. It's going to all these different places. And me getting money is not taking it away from somebody else. In fact, I am distributing it. And yes, there are some people who sit on large fortunes, but even with those people sitting on large fortunes, what's happening is that banks who are holding that money actually use something called fractional reserve banking, where they're able to lend money to other people. The reason that you have a mortgage is because somebody else has money at the bank and they're able to lend money to you because that person who has all this extra money let it sit inside the bank. And there's all of this movement that happens, and you having money is not going to prevent someone else from getting it. And people who do put their money to a productive use do tend to attract more of it. And so me investing in things like marketing systems and product delivery systems and the camera that I'm using to record this episode and the microphone I'm using and my computer, and like I'm putting this money to productive use, to tools that allow me to create more value in the world. And the more value that I create, the more money I attract. And money will likely flow to the person who creates the most value and gives people the most opportunity to let it flow to them. So I don't have to be broke for money to flow to me. In fact, if I'm investing my money into productive use, if I'm putting my money to productive use, and I am creating more value in the world and giving people more opportunities to let money flow to me, then yeah, money is going to keep flowing to me. And it is not a reflection of me exploiting anybody. It's not a reflection of me being immoral. It's not a reflection of me being unethical. I'm creating voluntary opportunities for people to give me money, and they're choosing to give me money. There is no moral question about that in my morality. If you hate money, which actually love and hate are two sides of the same coin, because when you hate money, you are overly attached to it. And that when you love money above everything, you are overly attached to it. And so this love and hate, two sides of the same coin, honestly, you're prioritizing that over people, over human beings, creating value in each other's lives. And so if you hate money, you run into the same issue. That is actually creating a more immoral situation. I don't know. Maybe not. But I do know that you don't need to be broke to ask for money. And I do know that people who attract money tend to attract more money. And people who create value are the people who attract money. And importantly, all these beliefs that we have about money all these beliefs about, oh, is it good or bad to have money? Is it good or bad to have more money than you need to pay your bills? Is it good enough to have enough money to have financial security? Is it good enough to have enough money to be able to create bigger positive impacts in the world? Is it good to have enough money to be able to create new products and new services and new brands that can serve more people? Is it good to have enough money? Like, what you believe about money will attract or repel it. And I believe that someone who thinks that the only time that you can ask for money is when you have spent all the money that has already come into your life and that you need it to pay your bills, that person is always going to struggle to attract money. That person is going to repel money from their life. That person who chooses to be critical of people who create value and ask for money in return, that person is going to be so focused on that and they're moralizing that they're going to struggle to create value for anybody in the world. They're not going to be a value creator. They are going to just live off other people's value creation, and they're going to always struggle to pay their bills. They're going to struggle to accumulate money. And I hope for this person's sake that that's not true. But my prejudice in this situation is that if you have these beliefs about money, you are hurting yourself, you're hurting your loved ones, you are repelling money from yourself, you are probably distracting yourself from an opportunity to create value in the world. We have only a few precious years in this life on this planet, and you choose whether you're going to make the world a better place because you're there, or whether you're going to tear everybody down and everything down. And really, it is people who take resources and transform them into something of higher value, value creation. Those are the people that make the world a better place, and those tend to also be the people that attract the most money. And it is not unethical for them to ask for and receive money in exchange for creating value in the world. And hey, if you have some subconscious beliefs that you actually want to reprogram, and especially if you're a marketer, entrepreneur, copywriter, and you want to reprogram your subconscious mind for success, I recently did a training called Training Your Subconscious Success Mechanism that talks about, it goes deep into like the power of this and specifically some ideas for how to do it, how to orient yourself in that positive direction where you are spending your days creating value in the world and attracting money because you have everything in alignment. You have the subconscious beliefs and the conscious beliefs in alignment with the outcomes that you want to achieve, the goals that you have, the impact that you want to have in the world. And that's in Training Your Subconscious Success Mechanism, which is part of my BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low fee, you get instant streaming access to everything, including that training. So check out that link in the description. Also a reminder, there's a link to ask your question if you'd like to have it answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And hey, this is always about delivering value first. And if you do really want to buy me a coffee, there's a link in the description. And I have no moral or ethical qualms about saying, hey, if you voluntarily choose to say thanks in that way, that's awesome. And if you voluntarily don't, and just continue to consume my content for free and never pay me any money for what I have chosen to put out there into the world. Like, I've written over 2 million words of copy, and most of it is value first on Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I've created hundreds of videos on YouTube about how to be a better marketer, copywriter, entrepreneur. I've put all this value out into the world, and I give it to you for free. And hey, like, I'm choosing to do that. I am choosing to give that to you. And if you want to say thanks by buying me a coffee, go for it. If you don't want to say thanks by buying me a coffee, if you want to say thanks with your words in the comments, whatever, you can do that too. Either way, I'm doing well. I will continue to do well. I will continue to attract money to me. And yeah, I hope that you actually do the same too. I hope that you do abundantly well, and I hope that you continue to attract money to you, and I hope that you continue to make a positive impact on the world. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.